Welcome to the first episode of The Fast Track. These are micro master classes that are all about elevating our influencer marketing skills. And today we are here with Katie Martell, who is the unapologetic marketing truth teller. She has been a startup CMO and entrepreneur and also the executive director of Bossing Content. She has been named many, many impressive things. One, which I found really cool, was the top 10 marketing writers on LinkedIn and Femvertising Slayer, which maybe we can talk a little bit about at the end. But most recently and also very relevantly, Katie is working on a documentary exploring the intersection of marketing and social movements, which is perfect for our topic today, where we will be getting into in just a moment. And we also have here Mackenzie Newcomb, who is the influencer marketing and social media manager at Tracker. In addition, she is a micro influencer and the woman behind Mac and Style. You can find her on Instagram, her blog, and of course, TikTok. She is also the founder of the Bad Bitch Book Club and has a lot of great experience working with brands on a variety of activations. So I'm happy you are both here. I should probably start by saying, also, I'm Evie Lyons. I am the VP of Marketing at Tracker, and this is the first episode of our podcast. It's something that we have wanted to start for a long time, and nothing like a pandemic to help you reassess your priorities and help you focus on what really matters. And so this really got us thinking about what we can do and how we can continue to support our customers, our prospects. And of course, one of the questions that is being asked a lot right now is how can brands communicate in a way that isn't tone deaf? And really just quite frankly, how can brands avoid pandering to the pandemic and yet still communicate and engage with their audience? And that's the question today, and we'll tackle it in 20 minutes or less. So maybe Katie, I'll turn it over to you.
Thanks for doing this. And I give you a lot of credit for being experimental, right, in the face of this. I think you, like me, like all other marketers, are trying to figure out what our new normal is and what is appropriate and what's not appropriate. So appreciate the chance to weigh in. Where do you want to start?
I think, that's a big question. The questions that we're hearing most often right now are just from our customers in particular are, any guidance on how to communicate right now? Like a lot of things that were planned, a lot of great communications, marketing plans that were put, all ready for Q2, a bunch of product launches ready to go, might not make any sense anymore. And so everybody's just sort of asking themselves, what is the role of a brand? How can marketers embrace this situation in a way that is not going to come across as tone deaf?
And I think that's, if you're asking the question, you're already doing the right thing. I hate to say it, but not all marketers have taken that pause to ask, is this appropriate right now? Or is this not appropriate right now? I think these kinds of things make us question what marketing is in the first place and the role of marketing. Marketing has always just been the connection between a brand and its buyers. It's not necessarily always a function of pushing product or making sure that a brand is top of mind. You cannot be top of mind in a pandemic. It's just impossible. Everything else, it takes a backseat to what everyone is now dealing with a global emergency like this. So in this case, I think the role of marketing is to protect the brand over the long term. And with that perspective, I think it's important to just think, is this something that is appropriate given that context, given the new reality that our buyers are now facing? People are afraid. I mean, let's be honest, people are really not dealing with a lighthearted, sense that they were maybe a month ago. We cannot make light of the issue. Tone matters right now in regards to being snarky, being dismissive. So the first piece of advice I would have is watch your tone and avoid making light of the issue. Find the humor, but avoid making light of what is essentially a very serious, unprecedented global situation. What do you think?
Yeah. And you can understand, of course, like we get why brands are quick to push sales right now because the economy is not looking too hot either. And they don't want their brand to be one of the brands that fail in the amongst of this, because we know that that will happen, but it's not, it's just still not the time. You have to read the room.
Read the room is beautiful advice right now. Well said.
So Katie, which brands do you think people actually want to hear from? Does every brand need to make an announcement? What do we expect, you know?
No, every brand does not need to make an announcement, but I think that some unofficial memo went around to marketers that was like, oh, there's an epidemic, send an email, right? And I think, you know, it's fine. Everyone wants to show that they're there for customers, and my inbox is full of a message from our CEO. And, you know, it ranges from really kind of just lip service, like, hey, we're here for you, love ya, and actual important critical service disruption, new policy changes, or helpful relevant material, like a free extension of a, you know, cloud, Google by example, for example, gave away all of its advanced Hangout features for free to G Suite customers. Great move. I want to hear that. I want to know that. My favorite salad spot, Sweetgreen, is giving me information about how the salads I can still order from them are safe, how they're actually confirming that I can still trust the safety of the food and how I can get it in a way that is also safe. These are relevant, important, critical communication that affect whether or not I'm going to do business with this company. Go ahead and send that. You know, to your point, Mackenzie, it's not a question of stopping marketing. It's never really an option. We don't get to just stop and hope for the best. This is facing a recession. We have to push our brands, but do it in an appropriate way. It's more about pausing what you had scheduled and recalibrating, right? Hershey had this really great campaign that they were going to schedule with Diggy Moreland, who's a lifestyle blogger and influencer. And he was going to be giving out chocolate bars to strangers and giving hugs. And I love that, but you really can't be promoting hugs to strangers in a time of social distancing, right? So they had to pull an ad that I'm sure, you know, spent lots of money creating and media buys, but they had to pause it. I'm sure there's a time and a place for it, but it isn't right now. What's appropriate right now are what you're doing in response to the coronavirus. Not only what you're doing internally, but what you're doing to contribute to actual change. All over the press this week, like the morning shows, everything, have been Ford, 3M, and GE Health, who are partnering to manufacture medical supplies. Relevant shows sacrifice. It shows, you know, a concern for the actual public health. It's a legitimate news story because it shows legitimate action, not just, hey, we're here for you. You know, it's this really, it's a difference between action and lip service, which is the definition of pandering.
That I think is a really great point. And I think that when we're talking about what we can do as brands to help our communities, it's really just about, I think, sort of to your point about what is marketing, it's going back to the root of what we're trying to do, which is create that connection between our brand and our buyer. And I think a lot of people right now are talking about the importance of content. Mm-hmm. I think content has always been critical. I think the fact that we are launching this podcast though right now is a perfect example of just how important it is now. And I think there are a lot of brands out there that are doing really interesting things to kind of deliver help or in all forms of, whether it's a distraction, a welcome distraction, or just help adjusting to a new normal. There's a lot of brands out there that are leveraging content as a way of providing value to their community during this time. And we see a lot of sort of influencers getting involved in that. One example I've seen that I think is pretty impressive is Carbon 38, the athleisure company, is partnering with fitness influencers to provide virtual fitness sessions live, which I think is a really interesting way to partner with influencers. Have you guys seen other examples that are jumping to the top of mind?
Well, I think it's interesting that you mentioned fitness influencers and that industry in general, because one of the questions I had for you was like, what industries do we see thriving? And I think we can already see the fitness industry really stepping up right now. Yoga Girl, she's a very famous blogger that my sister is obsessed with, is giving away 30 days of free yoga. Never been a better time to do yoga in your house. And I know athleisure brands are probably the only companies that people are shopping with as far as fashion goes. So definitely definitely enjoying seeing that. ClassPass is another example of a brand that has really stepped up during this time. I'm a huge ClassPass advocate. I've been a member for about 4 years, and they paused everybody's membership for free for this month because one thing we really can't do is go to the gym. However, they're offering free classes through their app for everybody who's ever had an account. So that's nice to see.
That's wonderful. And I think this whole new working from home reality is causing a lot of industries to just get a natural bump. You know, e-commerce, we're obviously seeing a lot more order from home rather than go to a store, takeout and delivery. But also, I mean, for those of you with kids, and I say those of you because I luckily do not have any during this time, I feel for people with children right now. I mean, you've got them at home and there's this question of, well, how do we keep them entertained without completely turning their brains into mush? And so a lot of parents are struggling with this like new work from home, homeschooling reality. I actually got a chance to connect with Highlights directly, the children's magazine and book company. And I asked them directly, what are you doing right now to kind of keep engagement going with customers? And they told me that they're, you know, first and foremost, trying to put themselves in the minds of their customers, which is a great mantra for this time. Get out of your own world, the four walls of your brand, get into the mind of your customers, even go as far as to ask them what they need from you. And for Highlights, you know, many of them are stuck at home, they said, while thinking about homeschooling and trying to deal with stress and quality time as a family. So as a children's book and magazine company, they're actually using social and email to get free printable content from their resources, right? Workbooks and suggestions for activity for kids, things that families can do at home. It's a remarkable way to just turn on this kind of spigot of content that is helpful, incredibly timely, relevant, and very necessary. And I think that that's going to be a beautiful mantra or framework for all brands to follow, depending on what your customers need from you. I've also seen a rise, get this, in 3D printing. Have you guys seen this?
Oh, no, what?
I love this. So 3D printers are far more ubiquitous than we give credit for. There's a local company to me here in Boston called Form Labs, and they make these beautiful 3D printers. They actually coordinated through social media thousands of volunteers who have both their 3D printers and that of their competitors at home or in their office to give up their time and their materials to make 3D printed swabs for those COVID-19 tests, adjustable straps for the facial shields, and respiratory mask adapters. Literally, people can volunteer to make these critical elements of this new response. And for anyone that's out of stock around the world, anyone with a 3D printer can sign up and actually have a direct impact. People want to help. People want to give their time right now. If you can facilitate that, like a 3D printing company, do it. Thousands of people have signed up. That's from Form Labs. And even Joanne Fabrics is getting in. The Joanne stores will actually send you free fabric supplies. Not all stores do it, call ahead, but they'll give you the materials you need to sew face masks at home. And you can even go pick up curbside to get these materials. These are just things that companies are doing. They're using social to get the word out. My dad's favorite tool company, Harbor Freight. Have you heard of it? Probably not. We're like, absolutely not. They're doing a giveaway where they're giving away their emergency, you know, N95 masks. All you have to do is fill out a form if you work at a 24-hour emergency room, and they'll coordinate the volunteering, the sending of these masks. They're using social to get the word out, spread that form around, and getting some, obviously, some awareness and coverage in the meantime. It's a beautiful way to just say, we're going to do the right thing as a brand. We're going to help. We're going to contribute. And we're going to activate our community to address this problem. That's a beautiful role to play. It's not just a one way, hey, we're going to shout something out to the world. Coca-Cola, talking to you. We're actually going to embrace social media. I know Mackenzie wants that shade. I'll give it to you in one sec. We're going to embrace social for what it is, which is a two-way street and a way for corralling the general, you know, population who wants to help to actually put them into action. That's a facilitator role. That's a great role for a brand and a great way to build trust during this time.
Absolutely. And I think before we jump into fails, because I think it's worth having a couple of those, but I think the work that LVMH has done to transform their factories into hand sanitizer factories, and that their initiative has now been taken on by all of the major beauty companies. So I think that's another perfect example of just finding your way at Tracker. what do we have to give? We have data. And so right now we are trying to do our best to understand, to look at our data, to see what it's telling us about, what are influencers talking about? What are the best ways to engage with them? And how can, you know, how is get this information into the hands of brands who can use it to figure out their strategy? So I think everybody's just sort of asking themselves, well, what do I have that can help on whatever level that may be? But yeah, I mean, obviously there's, even though there's great stories, there's been a couple of not so great examples of marketing in this time. Let's hopefully have a laugh more so than cry.
It's a bit of a dig, but it ends with a positive. I don't actually believe right now is the time to be tearing each other down. It's just not going to help anybody. We can certainly, however, learn from constructive criticism. And I do very much believe in all brands experimenting right now, which means you're open to things not quite working the way you intended. I give everyone a ton of credit for trying. And I love this, by the way, just what we're doing here. This is an experiment. We're going to see what works, right? Coca-Cola put out in Times Square this big ad, and you can also see this creative on social, where it's just, you know, the kerning of the letters is spaced apart, right? It's Coca-Cola, but like 6 feet of distance between the letters. And of course, the clever copy is something about social distancing, keep your distance. And it's probably like alone together, whatever the hashtag going around is. And it's cute and it's funny. And it's kind of because there's more that a brand like Coke can do, which they are doing in the Philippines. So Coca-Cola Philippines put out a statement on social saying, starting today, I think it was Monday or last week, all of the advertising in the Philippines is on hold. And all of that committed advertising space and budget is actually going to be redirected towards supporting COVID-19 relief and response for the most affected communities. That is like literally taking marketing and doing something with the budget. That is the opposite of pandering. I'm shocked as to why here in the US they decided it was a good idea to just release this like cute kerning thing, a la what Nike is doing to say, if you want to be a global athlete, you know, stay at home or whatever. Is that enough from brands? I think as consumers, we should expect more. These are millions of dollars of ad budgets. Why not redirect them to places that matter? Why not? We can see companies doing it and setting that precedent. And I think that bar is high for a reason. It is possible. And it's going to speak volumes when we are finally through this thing, looking back and saying, who contributed versus who just added to the pile of cute memes and more noise?
Yes, people don't forget. And regarding sneakers, if you want to put your money where your morals are, Allbirds is giving away giving medical professionals free sneakers. Great. I mean, that's perfect.
Mackenzie, I wanted to ask you a question about how, because you have been on the receiving end of this, and a lot of the people listening, hopefully, to our new podcast are influencer marketers themselves. And I was wondering if you could just tell us a little bit about the story of how, I believe it was Lively, recently interacted with you.
Yeah, so cute. So one of my friends, full disclosure, does handle PR for Lively, but this interaction happened with someone other than her. So I'm a micro influencer and I reached out to Lively a couple weeks ago because I wanted to be part of their ambassador program. And as part of that, they are going to send me some cute bras, which, by the way, I had already loved their product. That's why I reached out to them to be an ambassador. And they were going to send me some swimwear. I was going to wear it on my bachelorette party, to be determined if that will even happen. And recently she followed up to be like, hey, have you received your package? And I told her, I'm sorry, I left New York in a huge hurry. My neighbors are probably going to kill me. I have so many packages. I moved to Massachusetts for the time being. And she said, oh, no problem. And I was like, I'll just redirect there. And I said, yeah, I forgot to pack pretty much any loungewear. And they actually sent me a care package full of pajamas to my new house. And I mean, does it get any better than that? Of course I'm going to be posting in their pajamas for the next 2 months constantly, because that brand love is there. They're also doing a ton of other activations as far as Lively at Home goes, and I do think that it's pretty genuine. So that's a great company, one of many. I have found that I've seen more good than bad, so it surprises me that there's still a little bad out there, because the tone really has been set that this is the time to, as Evie said offline, give, 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 give. Don't worry about the get. It's all about the given right now.
Absolutely. Yep. I just think it's a really interesting case about how, you know, there are really big initiatives you can do, but then there's also that one-to-one relationship that you have with your influencers to just think about, you know, making sure you're putting yourself in their shoes. and seeing if there's anything you can do to make their situation a little bit easier. But I think we are getting close to our 20 minutes. And so, you know, I heard a lot of great stuff in here. I think my two favorite moments were around just remembering that marketing is about that connection between your brand and your buyer, and how can you, you know, how can you just focus on that? The second point that I thought, Katie, you made that was fantastic was just putting yourself in the mind of your customer. And just really trying, just being relatable. We're all here at home doing the best we can and, you know, facing the struggle. So as we go through those, just bringing that reality to our job, which fortunately is all in the same spot. So I think that's great. And then for me, another thing that Mackenzie, you brought up is just that give mentality. And we really, there really should be no ask at this point. It's just add value the best in any way that you can, be relevant and hopefully helpful. What, anything else that you guys want to add?
The only thing I would say is that it might seem like we're ignoring our short-term responsibilities as marketers. Hey, we have a product launch. Hey, we've still got to make money. We still need a job, because how else are we going to live through this? But I would just say to marketers, remember that marketing and branding is a long-term play. And what you do now, again, will impact the long-term. And you have to look at things with a long-term perspective, not just the most immediate short-term goals that you had set a month ago. You've got to be willing to recalibrate and look at this like an opportunity to build trust and loyalty in the long-term.
I love it.
Me too. Thank you. Well, this was the first episode of the Fast Track by Tracker. We are excited to be here answering the most interesting and toughest questions around influencer marketing. We'll be back soon with episode 2. Thank you, Katie.
Thank you, guys. Good luck, everyone.
Good luck, everyone. Bye.
All right.